joining us now from Paramount Plus and Network 10. Lucky enough to be joined by Andy Harper. Andy, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Now, firstly, we'll get on to some local news with the A-League and the A-League Women's as well, but just your reaction to the Socceroos' 4-1 defeat to France on Wednesday morning.
Look, it's getting worse as the days pass, really. And that's not going to, you know, that emotional slide's not going to be arrested until they suit up next game against Tunisia and we see how they bounce back. Extraordinarily disappointing, the capitulation in that second half. Look, there's been 1,000 different opinions voiced, and there's another 1,000 opinions that have been kept private. Amongst all that, no one is under any illusion about the quality of some of the players the boys had to play against. But underneath all that, the Socceroos have played against big teams before, real big teams before, and managed to hold water much better than that. I just think of even in Brazil in 2014, you know, in our group in 2014, the Socceroos under Ange Postecoglou had Spain and Holland, the two finalists from 4 years before. And along with Chile, Holland were the first two games. The Socceroos scared the pants off those guys. You'll remember Timmy Cahill's goal. That sort of imprint that our team made in Brazil was not even close to being replicated the other night against France. And as the dust is settling on that game, I think the feelings are getting worse, actually. Yeah, and not until they run it against Tunisia will we see if that can be changed.
Well, Andy, I think the thing, again, from a distance, just being a sports fan, my question is, if the people that are saying we just got beaten by a much better team, France are just a much better team, okay, I'm okay with that. My question is, if we play the exact same style of footy that we just played, are we even close to winning the next two games? Because we can't use France as an excuse then.
No. Well, I guess that's the point. I share your anxiety about this. Tunisia are going to be way down on the technical scale. Actually, it's not so much a technical argument, right? It's not so much a technical argument. It's an athletic argument.
Yeah.
And playing against Kylian Mbappe, playing against Vinicius Jr., whom we saw just burn grass this morning for Brazil, that provides a level of test which is very, very rare in world sport. To have people who can run that fast, that repeatedly, still with the ball stuck to their foot, it's an incredibly difficult task. Tunisia aren't going to provide that same level of athletic test. So that's a big thing in our favour. They're going to provide an incredible resilience and fight, which will be right in our face. Can we match it with the Tunisians, who play with incredible passion? They're no mugs either. They can play the game. But what they did against Denmark was just to show quite how much they're prepared to fight for the team's cause. And I'm not one of these people who didn't see effort from our team, but I just reckon we lost it between the ears. And the belief, the confidence was just evaporated very quickly. This, on the back, we should all remember, of a great start where Craig Goodwin finished off an outstanding move to score a superb World Cup goal. How from that position the confidence can crack and flow away so quickly should be the source of the inquiry. And if they can't stem that flow, that negative flow, then they're going to find it incredibly difficult against Tunisia.
Let's go local, mate. We've got some A-Leagues happening, the WA-League happening at the moment. Looking at Sydney FC and a Melbourne Victory, it's a grand final rematch. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, two teams will be desperate. Desperate two games in, because both as clearly the best teams in the comp last year faced off in the grand final. Sydney were the competition premiers, then Melbourne Victory pit them in the grand final to win back-to-backs. And they both lost first game last week. Sydney lost against Adelaide away, and Melbourne Victory lost against the new kids, Western United. So they both come with their tails between their legs. It should provoke a big response. You've got Courtney Vine, a current Matilda, very exciting prospect, probably aiming to lead the line for Sydney. And two returning Matildas playing for Victory, Alex Chidiak and the legend who is Elise Kellen-Knight. So there'll be a lot of quality on show. They're both really good teams, stung by their first round loss. And then, as a corollary to that, really interested to see how well Western United perhaps bounce back in their second game after winning their first ever A-League W match last week against Victory. So it's a great competition, A-League W. It flies under the radar a bit too much in my mind. Last season's competition was a barnstormer. The run into the finals was everything you want sport to be. Nip and tuck, good quality, a lot of passion. And I think that's what fans can get used to if they want to expose themselves to A-League W. They can get used to that sort of sporting competition, and it's well worth the exercise.
Yeah, that's a big game tomorrow, Cromer Park, 3 p.m, Sydney FC, Melbourne Victory. You can catch it all on Paramount Plus. And just in the A-League men's, just the news, Patrick Kisnorbo off to France, Andy, to manage Troyes there in Ligue 1. Of course, the club is part of the City Football Group, but gee, that's an achievement, isn't it, for Kisnorbo to become the first Aussie to manage in one of Europe's big five leagues.
Yeah. That's huge for Patrick, and he's built a really solid reputation. The people at City Football Group are obviously big fans of his. And it wasn't so much necessarily by my reading that the City Football Group have excised him from Melbourne City and transplanted him to Troyes. I think it's more the case that the current technical director at Troyes is his former boss. Eric Monbert was the coach at Melbourne City. Patrick was his assistant. Monbert left. Kisnorbo took over, and Troyes have hit some turbulence. So Monbert has thrown the bone to Paddy Kisnorbo, and it's a massive vote of confidence in him. We're very excited for him, and you're quite right. He's the first Australian coach to have a job in one of the top five leagues in Europe. That being France, England, Italy, Germany, Spain. It's a massive, massive achievement. But of course, Troyes are sitting 13th. And he's got a massive job to make sure they stay a league or a club, and he stays in one of the big five leagues in the world.
Andy, we'll have to leave it there. We really appreciate your time, and we'll catch you calling the A-League W over the weekend.
Thank you very much. See you soon.